Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
My. I pray that is your heart's story and song. Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that prepares you for the end of day's second and last coming of Jesus Christ. On this program, you get the truth instead of a world filled with lies and deceptive teachings. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen and amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs support, just as any True Truth spiritual church needs support for the messages preached from the pulpit, and my pulpit is this program. Amen. Please pray and ask the Lord if He would have you support this program, and then respond as the Lord directs you. This is a new month. Pray and help me get this True Truth program out to others to prepare others as you have been prepared. Amen. Now for our last day's end times quick Bible study. King James Version, as always, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 11 through 13. Now God Himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all His saints. Watchman, comment, my friends, there's a lot of meat in those verses. May Yahweh cause your love to increase and abound as the end of all things draws near, for it is that godly love in you and in I that will help see us through these end days we live in today. May you also be directed in the way of the Father and of the Son, for there is no other way that men shall be saved from the dark times ahead. It will be the establishment of your hearts that will place you in an unblameable category, holy in Yahweh's eyes, and therefore acceptable in His sight, cleaned and purified by the blood of His Lamb. The Lamb of God who is coming soon, with all those saints of God who went before us, they will return with Christ Jesus to gather the remaining saints who live upon the earth. I pray that you, my friends, are included in that holy gathering, for the alternative called hell is not to be desired foolishly, as some actually do. Come into the Holy of Holies, my dear listening friends. Reach out to Jesus. You can enter by the blood of the Holy Lamb of God. Amen. Glory to God. Enough said. Get right and get ready. Hallelujah. Let's open our hearts on this program so we may stand with Yahweh's Holy Lamb on that last day. Oh, I can't wait. How about you? Amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
9.
And God said, I am that I am. And He said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Watch, watch, watch now, saith the Lord, the things that I am doing upon the earth. For I have been dealing with sin, and I will now strengthen that which is against all sin upon the earth. My hand will form a mountain that sin cannot climb, a mountain that sin cannot obtain. For this mountain is only for mine, for those who love me, for those who serve me, for those who are called by my name. And upon that mountain there shall be no sin, for it is holy, saith the Lord.
Time and an hour when my alarm is being sounded loud and clear throughout all the world. For it is the last days. It is that hour that you've read about, that you've studied about. The signs are clear. The preparations are being made. Therefore I say unto you, continue to draw closer to me. Continue to walk according to my word, saith your Father God.
Now, a true truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. My, oh my, on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 19 and 20. Because they have not hearkened to my word, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye would not hear, saith the Lord. Verse 20, hear ye therefore the word of the Lord, all ye of the captivity. Watchman comment, Yahweh was not happy with the performance of his children in the day this verse was speaking of, and Yahweh is not happy today with those of his children who are doing the same thing or even worse. The fact that Almighty Yahweh had sent his prophets to speak and the people's refusal to hear what those prophets said is highlighted in verse 19. Because they have not hearkened unto my word, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants the prophets, but ye would not hear, saith the Lord. My friends, the Lord God is never pleased when we do not follow the teachings written in his holy word, be it the written word, which is called the Logos, or Holy Bible, or the spiritual word, called Rhema, which is in the mouth of Yahweh's true prophets, who are true truth called of God, not those false prophets called only of themselves. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 16. Know that thus saith the Lord of the king that sitteth upon the throne of David, and of all the people that dwelleth in this city, and of your brethren. My friends, Yahweh is the Lord of kings, and of the unsaved peoples of the earth living in cities, and the Lord, of course, of our saved brethren. Amen. Almighty God is Lord over all, and that includes all who are listening to my voice right now, for I truly am a sent one, don't you know? Will you hearken or will you refuse, like those city dwellers of old? The choice is yours alone. I will continue to inform of the end days as the Lord God gives me strength and ability. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. So get right and get ready. Willard, Nebraska, and my friend who wanted his name mentioned, Jeff Baker, PA, Alex, Virginia, Bobby, Virginia, and Juanita, Virginia, all obeyed the Spirit of the Lord and are our WOW Walk on Water sponsors for this program. Father, bless them all, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord, and your watchmen. Lord, I pray for all of them as they stepped out in faith, Lord God, to support this program and your watchmen. Bless their hearts, Lord. Encourage them. Cause them to grow in the faith. Meet their needs, Lord. Jehovah Jireh, be their provider. And I thank you and praise you for it. And also, bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth on this program. Amen and amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Because you know the true truth. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Now, I'm not sure I can pronounce this right. Chagas disease, C-H-A-G-A-S, an incurable infection called the New AIDS of the Americas. Chagas disease is a parasitic infection transmitted by blood-sucking insects, largely in impoverished areas. It has similarities to the early spread of HIV, according to research published recently. Like AIDS, Chagas is hard to detect and has a long incubation period before symptoms emerge. As many as 8 million people are infected in the Western Hemisphere, mainly in Bolivia, Mexico, Colombia, and Central America, as well as some 30,000 people in, guess where, the USA. Because Chagas is left untreated, it spreads easily and is usually transmitted from the bite of blood-sucking insects that release a parasite. Continuing, new Big Brother cyber weapon can turn on your computer's microphone and record communications. Microphones and cameras on cell phones and computers allow interested parties, translated to mean your respective government, to hear and see everything going on in the direct vicinity of the device, be it cell phone or computer, without the knowledge of its owner. FBI surveillance networks already have the ability to turn on any cell phone, microphone, or any camera, or a cell phone, remotely without tipping off the user. It's believed that this surveillance technique can work even when the cell phone user has shut down the phone. So the only surefire way to prevent such surveillance is removing the unit's battery. Continuing, the Mormon Plan for America and the rise of Mormon Mitt Romney. The very essence of the Mormon faith is built around the anticipated return of Jesus to Independence, Missouri, for his thousand-year millennial reign. Watchman comment, I don't think they can find that one in the Bible. He's going to return, all right, but not to Independence, Missouri. He's going to return to the Mount of Olives. That's where he's going to return. Continuing, Mormon theology teaches it is there that he, Jesus, will assign godhood to the worthy. I assume that's the Mormon worthy. Continuing, however, it cannot take place until the U.S. Constitution falters and is saved by the LDS Church, Latter-day Saints, or Mormon Church. The nation will become a Mormon theocracy, according to the Mormon teachings. Mormon Mitt Romney has raised Mormon speculation that this may be the time and that he may be the one to lead the way as both U.S. President and LDS High Priest. Watchman comment, you know Mr. Romney does hold a high position in the Mormon organization, don't you? Now, do I agree with that? No, but I'm not sure that he wouldn't be a little bit better anyway than Obama, since those are the only two choices that we have. Continuing, America's EPA celebrates the crushing of 1 million working refrigerators in a move that recalls the government venture that pulverized 700,000 used cars under the Cash for Clunkers program. The Environmental Protection Agency is now praising a company for crushing its 1 millionth refrigerator. EPA, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, hailed Southern California Edison, a partner in its Responsible Appliance Disposal Program, RAD, for reaching the national conservation milestone. Watchman comment, although heralded as solving pollution, as was the car situation, it is more about getting rid of non-smart refrigerators so smart ones will be bought that can spy on you. Don't you know that's what they did with the cars? They got people to trade their old ones in on new ones who had those little black boxes and only God knows what kind of surveillance stuff in these new cars. Continuing, toxic Japanese debris piles up on Alaska's shore. Boats, cars, and homes have become islands of debris floating toward the U.S. west coast, and some of it has started washing up on Montauk Island in Alaska. At the mouth of Prince Edward Sound, there are bottles and barrels, spray cans, fishing gear, and worries about toxic chemicals. The Japanese writing on one fuel canister says, "Danger" in big letters. We can clean this up, given the resources, but it's going to be a 4, 5, 6 year process, said Chris Pallister, president of Gulf of Alaska Keeper, a group that tries to keep wilderness beaches free of trash. Pallister said things like building insulation from Japan can be found along the Alaska coast. And I mean, there's a boatload after boatload after boatload of that up and down the shoreline. Watchman comment, they better take their Geiger counters with them. Maybe they should wear some of those government radiation suits. My, oh my. Continuing, revealed, Hundreds of words to avoid using online if you don't want the government spying on you. The Department of Homeland Security has been forced to release a list of keywords and phrases it uses to monitor social networking sites and online media for signs of terrorists and other threats against the USA. The intriguing list includes obvious choices such as attack, Al-Qaeda, terrorism, and dirty bomb, alongside dozens of seemingly innocent words like pork, cloud, team, and Mexico. However, they insist the practice was aimed not, of course not, it wasn't aimed at policing the Internet for disparaging remarks about the government and signs of general dissent, but to provide awareness of any political threats. Watchman comment, oh, sure, I believe that our communist socialist government is looking only for the bad guys, don't you? Now, my question is, just who are the bad guys? Maybe you and me? Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
New York City school makes learning Arabic mandatory for elementary students. A Hamilton Heights NYC elementary school has become the first ever in New York City to require its students to study Arabic. The Arabic requirement comes into effect next semester, and all 200 students will have to learn the language twice a week for 45 minutes, as much time as the school dedicates to science and music courses. No student is exempt from the study. Watchman comment, this is blasphemous. When over 2,000 died by the hand of Muslims, who spoke Arabic, by the way, my, on 9/11. Not to mention, this is America where Americans, my friends, speak English. 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 And the other language should be elective, just as French, which I took, and Spanish are. Those listening in New York City tonight, you should raise a loud roar above this. Amen. Continuing. Warning on a popular dietary supplement called Adya Clarity, Adya Clarity. The hidden aluminum content of Adya Clarity has been confirmed yet again, but, my friends, this time by the FDA itself, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The FDA recently acquired a bottle of Adya Clarity to have it tested. Their results prove that Adya Clarity has an alarming high level of aluminum, over 1,000 parts per million, and was being sold with multiple label violations of FDA regulations. And yet the ADYA Incorporated Company, which has a well-known history of flat-out lying, was claiming the FDA tested Adya Clarity and found it to be completely safe for human consumption. That is a lie, of course, and not even a clever one. But what else would you expect from a company selling toxic metals dissolved in sulfuric acid and then urging people to drink the stuff in order to detox? Oh, brother. Continuing. Fukushima radiation now detected in the U.S. food supply. Scores of experts and analysts have feared for months that it would happen, and now it has. Radiation from the heavily damaged nuclear power plants at Japan's Fukushima complex has made it into the seafood chain off the west coast of America. Small amounts of cesium-137 and cesium-134, both radioactive elements, were detected. The findings suggest that the fish may have carried the contamination across the Pacific Ocean faster than wind or water was able to do. Since cesium-134 only exists through human activity, such as nuclear power plants and the manufacturing of nuclear weapons, judging by the size of the tuna, examined, about 15 pounds, researchers believe the fish left the waters off Japan about a month after the accident. Watchman comment, that was an update of some of the information I gave you on the last program. There was about five times the background amount of cesium-137 in the bluefin tuna they tested that I didn't have the information on before, though they reported that level is safe. But I believe that, don't you? Brother. No, I don't. You eat that seafood. I think I won't. Continuing. CDC wants to go after all baby boomers with vaccines for a phantom virus. The Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, is predicting an epidemic of hepatitis C, that's Hep-C, among baby boomers. So in order to preempt this epidemic, they have drafted a position to have everyone born between 1945 and 1965. Whew, boy, that lets me out. I was born before 1945. Hallelujah. I wouldn't take it anyway, but anyone between 1945 and 1965 tested for Hep C in order to receive treatments and vaccinations after diagnosis, of course, with Hep A and Hep B vaccines. That seems like a nasty proposition. Two vaccinations that pretend to be designed for Hep C. The Hep B vaccine has an impressive track record of reported serious adverse reactions and deaths. They don't have a Hep C vaccination. Could it be there is no virus and they just want to give this polluted, dangerous vaccination gook to you? Not to me. You make your choice. I'll make mine. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and possibly live call-ins, letters, or both as the program finishes. My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this month to help pay the bills for radio time. There are two extra Saturday programs this month which adds to my radio costs since there are five Saturdays. There are no big 501c3 government-sponsored church groups behind this program. Only myself and you, my listeners, and I stay away from connecting this program to the government and their 501c3 rules. Therefore, this program is listener-supported, and it is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, one of my favorite verses, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Will I find your faith letter in P.O. Box 122 this week? Would you pray with me about that? I'm sure God has plenty of faith for both of us. Please write SIGNS, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E. New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, zip 1-3-7-9-7 in the good old U.S. of A. That address repeats in a moment for you to check it. The Bible, my friends, is truly how we live free in a very truly unfree world. Don't you know? Now for our ending True Truth quick Bible study from, of course, the King James Version. There is no other as far as I'm concerned. So here it is. America's decline. From a sound biblical position, it is not hard to see our nation's shortcomings and dire estate. What is at the heart of America's decline? And the common denominators of the majority of American people, conservative and liberal, is the rejection of Almighty God's eternal spiritual absolutes and His moral absolutes and His principles for time. The only solution for mankind's dilemma is a saving personal relationship with our Creator in spirit and truth through Jesus Christ the righteous, who is mankind's propitiation for the wrath of Almighty God. Matthew chapter 7 verses 21 through 23, Matthew chapter 15 verses 7 through 9, John chapter 4 24, verse 24, Romans chapter 10 verses 2 to 4, Titus chapter 1 verse 16, John chapter 2 verse 2, Jude chapter 1 verse 10. Whew. Every straw man, son of Satan, is to get us to look away from the reality of the cross and our eternal destiny. John chapter 3 verse 16 and 17, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 2 through 4. My friends, as we see our nation wither away, and we see our nation's social landscape ravished beyond all repair, do not let your hearts be troubled, John chapter 14, verse 1. Do not deceive yourselves in these last days, as the countless millions do, by putting all of your eggs in one basket of the Democrat or Republican parties or any other political group and future moderate nominee. There is absolutely no hope there in saving this sinking Titanic world from going to the bottom of the sea. America's only hope is in the Lamb, the Son of Yahweh, the Savior of the world. O ye nations of the world, your only hope is in the Lamb, the Savior of the world. Hallelujah, amen. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Acts chapter 16, verses 29 through 31. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, verse 21. Chapter 22, verses 1 through 5. My friends, America will not survive, and in its collapse, we will see a horrific tribulation we are already beginning to experience that will engulf the entire world. Revelation chapter 6 through chapters 19. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto all the churches of the world. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Johnson.
Right now, kill the lie and receive truth. Pray and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just pray, Jesus, forgive me for believing a lie. Come into my heart. Cleanse me of my sin by the blood you shed for me on the cross of Calvary. Please forgive me and be the Lord of my life.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. No, no, no. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. Please tune in Wednesday to Frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday night. That's 9350, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You calculate your time zone. Now, my friends, for more daily news in text form, like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, and send me an email for either website. And, by the way, you can listen again to tonight's program on signsradio.com, as well as many, many others. They are all archived there, and you can listen to them anytime you want, free of charge. I only ask for support on this program because the Lord has told me to do it that way, and I pray and I obey. Thanks for tuning in to Signs Radio, my friend. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you please pray and ask the Lord if He would have you send support to Signs Radio? Other programs have so many supporters. Signs only has a few. Here is the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. SIGNS PO Box 122 LISLE NY 13797.
Brother Johnson, this is Brother Allen in Conway, South Carolina. You're coming in loud and clear, even though the weather hasn't been so good on 4840 Maranatha.
Thank you, Brother Allen. God bless you, my friend. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, this is Don calling from Northeast Georgia, Saturday night. I just listened to you on 4840 at 9 p.m., and your signal was coming in good. Have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you, Brother Don. Sure to appreciate that call. Glad to hear from the state of Georgia again. God bless you, Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program, because it is really true, my friends. It helps when I hear these calls to keep Signs on the air, and hearing from you is a blessing. I only have one line, so please just keep hitting your redial. If it is busy, until you get through. Thanks. Get ready. Here comes my 24/7 virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating faster, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends. I sure appreciated you being here with me on the radio tonight, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my dearest thanks and prayers to all who send in support for this program. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.